Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Here, the toll-free number, 855-450-free like freedom.
Free like nipples.
Well, not so much. Not in the United States.
It's not free nipple talk live tonight?
Not in a lot of places that the nipples are not free. Now, in some places they are. In most of New Hampshire, it's completely legal for a woman to be topless. In Vermont, the same thing is true. I don't know about, you know, all the other 48 states, but I don't know about the Mariana Islands either. Maybe
that's a good question.
We need to get Mark on the line here.
Mark,
so he can clarify
Mark, look into this for us.
So I don't know, but I do know that it is legal in a lot of places. And you know what? The world hasn't come to an end. Because women have been topless in those places, and the world has not come to an end because, you know, unattractive women have been topless in those places. We've heard people opposing both of those things.
And again, show me evidence that a female nipple has ever harmed somebody, like seeing one.
Oh, well,
I mean, I'm sure there's a rogue case of, like, somebody got poked in the eye and, like, oh, I had to go to the hospital or whatever, right? You know? But, like, outside of the freak accident, right, you know, or something that you're actually, you know, wishing upon yourself, like, you know, show me the evidence that anybody has been hurt by a female nipple.
Well, let's get back to Vagina Terry, and she's one of our callers, not regular, but irregular, and it's nice to hear from her, especially on issues like this. She's on our Discord lines, and Vagina Terry, you were going to tell us about the first time that you were either naked or topless in some sort of a situation.
German spa or something?
Yeah, where you didn't where you had people around you didn't know, and go ahead with your story.
Thanks, guys. So it's important to, I should preface this with, like, the German spa experience. They're very rigid with their rules on it, and there's a time that you have to be in the sauna.
They're rigid,
so I'm getting ready to... I'm getting ready
she
to
liked
go
that one.
As part of, like,
sorry, go ahead.
Recreation trip. No, that's all right. And the girls that I'm with are freaking out. They're very, you know, they're American. They're like, I don't want to do it. It's embarrassing. I can't do it. They're freaking out. So I'm like, well, screw this. I'm definitely going to do it now that they're not. I'm very competitive. But so I'm cutting it close to the time because you really do have to be in there or they lock you out and then you're not in the sauna. So
now, hold on. Before you go on, I'm not too familiar with this phenomenon. So, you know, is that all this place is? Is it a sauna or is like a spa kind of like where they put you? What do they put? Like, you see pictures of women with like the face mask on and they got the cucumbers on their eyelids. Is this one of those kind of places?
Paint a picture for us.
Yeah. What is this place?
So, like, places like Munich have a bigger spa sauna that will have a place where you can go do that or get a massage, or it has different themes of saunas, like a citrus room and stuff like that. But the one that I was at was in a smaller town, and most German towns have this, and it's more like a local bathhouse, and it's going to have a sauna and then an ice bath, and they call it an Aufguss. And that's like the little ceremony that they do where they pour hot water on rocks and say things in German. And you do the sauna first and then you go into the cold bath afterwards. And they're really firm believers in like what it does for your system. But they're also very strict on you cannot wear clothes.
Is this a co-ed thing? Are there men present as well?
All of them are co-ed.
Okay, got it.
Yeah.
Children?
Firm, rigid, and strict, huh?
Are there children present?
Yes. There's the bigger one that I went to in Munich, that was, it's like the Disneyland of spas. They had like a family section, and they had signs there of like crossing out the nudity, you can have swimsuits, but then there were also signs for the other section crossing out swimsuits and pro nudity.
Wait, so like some places, like they were, shall we say, swimsuit tolerant rather than requiring everybody to be nude, but other places, if you went in, it was a requirement to be nude?
Yes. I mean, it's a big expectation. You cannot wear swimsuits, and they will have signs that say, like, a little bikini with an X through it.
No prudes allowed.
Those Germans.
Yeah, and so you were there you were traveling there with friends, you said. How old were you when this all went down?
I was there for work, and I was older. I think maybe I was 25. I've done it multiple times. Mm-hmm. Every time I go back to Germany, I love doing it now. But maybe I was like 25 for my first time.
And so you were there with work friends, so to speak, work associates?
Yeah. And none of the men all were already in the room, in the sauna, and none of the girls would do it.
Funny.
Was there any, like, sort of, you know, I'm assuming, you know, you went in, you know, did the guys act as if anything, you know, strange was going on? Were they acting in some sort of, you know, as one of the other previous callers alluded to, you know, acting weird?
Crazy.
No, not at all. And that's sort of my point of this whole story is when I walked in, every single spot in that sauna was filled except for, like, this little one in the top corner. Mm-hmm. So I, no kidding, had to walk over all of these naked German and American dudes to this tiny top corner, butt naked, to get to that top. Like, I was full on display for everybody to see. Mm-hmm. And it was totally fine. If anything, all of my experiences in the German saunas made me feel more confident in my body. It made me like myself better naked. I recommend it to everybody I know that's going out there.
Fascinating. Now, when you went into this place, how many people were in there and what percentage of them were male versus female?
I was the only female.
Wow.
Because the other girls had chickened out, and it was, you know, just like a Tuesday afternoon or something. And so it was like maybe 50% older German guys, maybe one young German guy.
So it wasn't like they went there to, you know, catch an eyeful. If this was typical, it sounds like this is mostly men that go in there. Now, I mean, has that been your experience the whole time when you've been back? Has it been still mostly men, or, you know, have you been in there sometimes where it's mostly women?
Not at all. The big one in Munich that I go to now when I go back to Germany, I go every few years or so, is there's tons of women. And okay. I mean, there's couples, there's younger couples, there's older couples. People are walking in robes. Some people are walking full nude. Nobody has ever done anything.
Is there families?
Yeah, there's plenty of families around, but there's not really young kids in the German, in the nude section.
Okay.
At the bigger one in Munich. The kids tend to stay over where you can have swimsuits, and they have, like, water slides and restaurants and things like that.
Huh. Fascinating.
They have a kiddie area, right? You can dump off the kids and go for your sauna.
Yeah, and I went to a nude beach in Barcelona, too, not just these German spa things. And Taco and I were talking about it. My boyfriend is also in the Discord. Some of these nude beaches in Europe, you'll see moms with their tops off and their kids there, and I definitely saw that.
Right. We had this one lady call in the last hour who she expressed that she was concerned about her teenage son seeing a topless woman on a beach. She didn't seem to have the same concern for seeing a topless woman on a computer screen, even though he could be a lot closer to the computer screen than he probably would be able to get to a woman on the beach. And she seemed to think that the next step would be people having sex on the beach. Did you feel like there was a sexual tension in the room at the sauna? People start having sex openly? Because, you know, we all hear about how open Europe is with this sort of thing. Or did everybody just kind of chill out and just sit in the sauna?
Yeah, it's absolutely the latter. I mean, people are just there to relax. It's really refreshing to go from, like, the hot sauna to the cold bath afterwards, and that's more what people seem to enjoy. There was even a swim-up bar at the big place in Munich where you would just go sit, and I'd, like, chatted with some Austrians or something one day, and no one's looking at anything they shouldn't be.
Amazing. Hey, thank you for sharing your story with us tonight, Vaginatarian. I appreciate hearing from you. Hey, look, people don't all think the same things. They don't all behave the same way.
Sorry, I was distracted by the swim-up bar portion. I just that excited me.
Those are cool, man.
Swim-up bar.
Seen those before. Okay, so you can bring up whatever you want here. Jessica is in Arkansas listening to WGOW in Tennessee. Go ahead, Jessica.
I wanted to talk about humanity.
Yeah.
I believe that there are people that believe as we evolve our humanity, we're going to be more natural. We're going to be more comfortable with people breastfeeding. We're going to be more comfortable with seeing public displays of affection. We'll be more comfortable with our natural body.
Okay.
And they see that as beautiful, and, you know, they're in touch with the earth, with grounding themselves, putting their bare feet on the earth. they're looking at, you know, as we evolve, we actually go back to our roots. And then others see evolution as we evolve, we're going to respect ourselves. We're going to respect our body.
I want to hear what you think. Hang on, Jessica. If you can bring it, we're going to bring you back here if you can, if you got time. Stick with us. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet. Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dinovite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dinovite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dinovite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dinovite supplement, and then the LicoChops.
Try LicoChops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dinovite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet, I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
DINOVITE.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Live Saturday edition. You can join us here. We're talking about topless freedom or the lack of it. in a variety of places. Sadly, the New Hampshire Supreme Court ruled last year in a 3-2 ruling that a town ordinance that does ban women from being topless at the beach, and I don't know if it's the whole town or just the beach, but it is there and it's in place, and the Supreme Court upheld it, saying that one of their justices saying that it, well, because other cases have also prohibited women and not men from exposing their breasts, then it's totally fine.
Totally fine.
Basically what they, it's a summary of what they said. I'm sure they wrote it in like 13 pages or something ridiculous, as courts tend to do. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And I am Marvin the Martian. You are making me very angry.
And Marvin, tell me about local.bitcoin.com.
Local.bitcoin.com. Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash, which is my preferred method. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communication between buyers and sellers are encrypted. So if you don't want anybody else, you know, monkeying around in your business, this is the way to go.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. That's local.bitcoin.com.
We're going to bring back Jessica. She's on the line in Arkansas. Jessica, you were talking about sort of two differing belief systems that people tend to have about humans and their evolution. That on one hand, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, just trying to recap, so correct me if I'm wrong, that on one hand, you've got a certain group of people that believes that humans evolving means becoming more comfortable with our bodies and being able to sort of be out there more about that. Being topless is okay. But then there's also a group of people that believes that as humans evolve, that they think that it's better to put clothes on. And that shows evolution, that we're now, you know, civilized and that sort of thing. Was that what you were saying?
Yes, sir. Most Americans are very, very deficient in vitamin D. And also minerals that we would have gotten from well water.
Mm-hmm.
So I can see that people, especially in big cities, they long for green space. They long to get their feet in the soil. They're longing to get back to nature.
Mm-hmm.
And in that instance, they're respecting their body in a way where they want to get sunlight. They want to get back to nature. They're not trying to display themselves, they're just trying to get what they've lost. We've lost that. You look around, there's buildings everywhere. You may can go to a park if you're lucky, if you have a green space around you. I'm in a very rural area, so if I wanted to get like that, I could just go into the woods.
Walk out your back door.
I will say this. Laconia, New Hampshire, while it is a, quote, city, is only a city as far as you can, throw a stone. I mean, it's not that big of a city. You can easily get into the greenery there. I mean, there's a lot of woods. I think New Hampshire is like 95% wooded. So, I mean, there's plenty of green space here, plenty of opportunity. Now, of course, in the middle of the wintertime, you're not going to want to go out and show much skin. So certainly there is some pushback to, wanting to be able to get the sun's rays during those months where it's more comfortable to do that. So the women in this particular case, they got plenty of space where they can go and catch some rays. There's plenty of nature around, so I don't know if that explains it, but maybe some people just want to be topless, like a lot of men do.
And also, I think we can kind of tell, as adults, we can kind of tell the difference between a woman that's got this swagger, she's got this look at me kind of thing going on, whether, if they're on the beach, and I think people pick up on, okay, that person wants to be with it. This other person may want to be left alone.
And does it really matter? I mean, if there's a woman on the beach who wants to be, minding her own business, and if there's a woman on the beach who is obviously on display, does it really matter?
As an adult, to me, that's their business, I think.
Right.
It's this
nice
thing that my child cannot unsee what they have just seen. So I have to take my child aside and say, okay, I think,
exactly.
if I'm raising you, I want you to understand that, you have to teach. You have to teach. And if you don't want your child to see a certain thing or be in that situation, you would not have them in that situation.
I think you're
and
totally
if you
on to something.
You don't want to be there.
Yeah, I think you've nailed it on the head. It's that people don't want to be responsible for having to explain it to somebody else. right? Like you're saying, you if that happens, you take your kid and you sit him down and you're, okay, this is what's going on and this right. is, you know, what happened and this is what you saw and that kind of a thing. But I think that there's a whole boatload of other people in the
they
world
don't have the conversation.
Who don't, they're just, that's the uncomfortable part, right?
Yeah.
The having the conversation about what they saw and why it's okay is what I think the, you know, part
of
the problem
is. Or why it's not okay from their perspective. Right. Hey, thank you, Jessica, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. And yeah, we've come across that here in Keene, Captain Kickass. Years back, we had Topless Tuesdays that happened in Keene Central Square. And
can we bring it back?
You can try. It only really lasted for a few days. There were only a handful of people who were willing to participate. I mean, there's the fact is, there really isn't a huge demand for people being topless in public. Most people are relatively conciliatory with their bodies, and you know they're just not that interested in doing it. But those who want to should be free to do it. And I think that it's a good thing to be comfortable with yourself like that. So I support it personally. And I did go out to support Topless Tuesdays, and I joined in. But there were as far as women's participation, it was majority male who went out. And there was maybe three young women there, maybe about five to seven males that were there. And of course, we heard the objection of, there's a middle school right over there. Parents will have to talk to their children about this. They're going to ask questions.
What will they ever say?
And the same thing was also said when we smoked cannabis in Central Square as well. Oh,
wait,
my God.
You mean the government agents masquerading as school teachers won't do all this for us?
Right. And you wouldn't want that anyway, right? Like, why would somebody want a government person trying to educate their children about, you know...
Well, it's not really about who
bodies.
Wants it. It is sort of compulsory, but still, like, I think, you know, a lot of folks are lazy about the parenting thing, and they would just much rather have the government, you know, take care of this for them.
Let's go to more of your calls and thoughts here. We've got Patrick on the line in Florida, listening on D-Live. Go ahead, Patrick.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hi.
Great. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Sure.
Hey, listen, hold on. Let me mute my television so I don't have
okay.
any
good plan.
Hey, so listen, I feel like you guys have been building up some straw men tonight and knocking
really?
Them down.
All right.
Yes.
Give us one example.
I'd like to build up one for you guys to knock down. That'd be okay with you.
Sure. Go for it.
Hey, so is there any limit on what can be publicly displayed? So,
like what?
All right. So tonight's topic is toplessness.
Yeah.
But what about Wide Open Wednesday?
Wide Open Wednesday? Or
this sounds interesting.
I mean, obviously, you can't get too detailed on this. Are you talking about
right.
the status
no,
of the person's
I think,
legs?
I think the innuendo is enough about Wide Open Wednesday. Is Wide Open Wednesday okay?
Are you suggesting? I just want to know what you're talking about here, and we'll bring you back here in just a moment. It sounds like he's talking about spreading one's legs, would be my guess.
Revealing
display,
the crotch area.
To display genitals on, you know, sort of some sort of public beach or whatever. I guess that's what he's saying, but I want to have him clarify that here in just a moment. So the question about, you know, full nude beaches, because we were talking only about toplessness. Do we go all the way? The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I think if it's freedom, then we have to also talk about public property.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Have you heard of LibertyCon? LibertyCon is not only a convention with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO and co-founder John Mackey and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith, but it's also unique because you get a chance to network with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations, one-on-one for the purpose of career advancement, business, and internship opportunities. April 3rd through 5th in Washington, D.C. You can learn more by visiting LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on your registration. That's LibertyCon.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump has said the Democrats are just trying to remove him from office.
The impeachment hoax, it's a total hoax.
His legal team has sent the Senate a sharp response to its impeachment summons, outlining the defense it expects to use in the upcoming trial. His answer to the Senate's formal summons calls the two articles of impeachment passed by the House last month a dangerous attack on the right of the American people to freely choose their president. Anita Kumar with Politico says the president's legal strategy is clear.
They're going to look at the constitutional issues, and that's going to be one line of attack. But they're also going to look at the process of what the House Democrats did during their process and how that process wasn't fair.
House impeachment managers have filed their briefs saying the president abused his power and obstructed Congress. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of balance of nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me. I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. We're talking toplessness, but maybe we're going to get a little more explicit here. And not trying to pander here to the lowest common denominator, just trying to talk about these issues because, well, people have opinions about them, and they're in the news again with the Supreme Court in the United States upholding a lower court's ruling. Now, the way they do that is by not hearing the case. So it's not like they've really ruled on this. They've chosen not to even hear a case coming out of New Hampshire, Laconia, where women were topless on Laconia Beach, and they were arrested. Or ticketed or whatever. Something happened to them. They were caught up in the legal system, and they appealed all the way to the New Hampshire Supreme Court, where it ruled 3-2 that Laconia's ordinance does not discriminate on the basis of gender, even though it prohibits women from being topless and does not prohibit men. But according to the judge, one of the judges in that case, they found the ordinance does not violate the defendant's constitutional rights to equal protection or freedom of speech under the state and federal constitutions. As such, it does not unduly restrict the defendant's fundamental rights. And accordingly, we agree with the trial court that the city had the authority to enact the ordinance. So it is still illegal in Laconia, New Hampshire, even though in most of New Hampshire it's fully legal for women to be topless.
This whole thing is very revealing in the fact that well, pun intended, it's very revealing that folks conflate morality with legality.
Yeah,
all
that's
of the time,
mistake.
Right? So, like the callers that can't say specifically why a woman's nipples should be covered, but men's nipples being uncovered is just fine.
Well, they said earlier in the show because men will go crazy.
There's still
men will think things.
Okay, but there's no need to legislate that.
Well, I agree with that.
Right. So, again, you know, people think that the
and I don't know
government
really
laws are there to make them feel better or feel more moral or morally superior, and it's not the case at all.
But is this a slippery slope, Captain Kickass? Because that's what I think Patrick in Florida is suggesting here. He talked about wide-open Wednesdays. Would that be okay? Patrick, was my description of what you were describing there, again, we can't get explicit here on the radio.
Yeah, and I don't mean to get explicit, but what I mean to do is to set up a straw man like you guys had set up against those. Listen, let's talk about Robert. That guy was not a sophisticated guy. You know, you guys are much smarter than these people, but they have instincts that are I don't know how to say it. They have instincts that are probably true. You guys are sophisticated, some really smart guys, and to watch you guys set up these straw men and knock them down in front of your audience.
I'm not sure what you're saying was a straw man exactly.
And there's a ton of people in the world way smarter than I am. But I understand what you're saying.
There's not. I mean,
what's the straw man? Can you give us an example of a straw man that we set up and knocked down earlier?
Yeah, sure. Like, you don't want women to have equal rights? Or
actually, I didn't ask that question, but that would be a good question to ask.
That's the thrust of it, right?
But that's the truth. Isn't that the truth?
I mean, to be honest, it's not the truth. But you're saying, hold on, just to clarify,
you're saying people don't think women should have. Oh wait, people. What are you saying exactly? I'm a little lost here.
What I'm saying is that it's more nuanced than you make it out to be.
Why?
That's what I'm saying.
Okay,
Why?
Give us an example.
Is it more nuanced?
Yeah, it seems real clear, crystal clear to me. You know, women should be free like men to be topless. They shouldn't be threatened with jail over it. That's not nuanced. It's like pretty black and white.
Yeah, see, I don't totally disagree. I understand your point. Mm-hmm. Your point is if we're doing chemistry or mathematics, your point is true, right? But we're not doing chemistry. We're not doing mathematics. We're doing humanities. And there's truth about being a human that has to be taken into account.
I'm pretty sure that humans are made of chemistry and follow the laws of mathematics.
Well, what are you beating around the bush about here, so to speak?
Well, I'll try to be brief. Human beings are not mathematical.
They're not logical. Mm-hmm. They are emotional.
No, we're basically like really good gorillas.
Okay.
Right? Does that make sense?
Well, what is your point, though? So what?
My point is that allowing women to expose their breasts in public can and probably will cause the lesser among us to act out.
I have to absolutely disagree with you. So I look like I do because I used to hang out with some biker type people. And if you've ever been to a biker party, one thing that happens all of the time at biker parties is all of the bikers' girlfriends or wives or whatever, they'll even have contests, right? But like they'll either go topless or they'll play this game where they reveal their breasts to random people walking by, sometimes to applause, sometimes to jeers, but whatever it is.
Yeah, bike festivals have this happen all the time.
But I have never, ever seen anything, like, not human, right, like, occur there. I've never even seen anything inappropriate. No fight started. Nobody got mad because you're checking out my old lady's boobs or whatever, right? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Nothing like that ever happened. It was always fun. There were, you know, teams teenagers there. There were elderly people there. Right. You know, and nothing like that has ever happened.
Same
at any
thing's
one
been
of
true at various different rock shows I've been to in Florida. There was one of those weekend long festivals where they were topless there, no problem, walking around, no big deal. I mean, some people might have caught a glimpse of something that they appreciated, but whatever, who cares? It wasn't an issue at all. Patrick, I'm sorry, I don't see what you're talking about. And Vaginatarian, who called in earlier tonight, also did not experience that when she was alone in a room full of men, both her coworkers and strange German people that she didn't know. She had no issue. She felt like she was more comfortable with her body after those instances.
May I say one more thing before I hang up?
Yeah. Sure.
In general, those places where those young men experienced those visuals were exceptional. By the way, but
exceptional.
Is there a line?
It sounds to me like they're common in Germany or in Europe.
Right. Okay. All right. So let's say that is just all right. So
are
Germany
men? Hold on. Are American
are we,
men
are we living in Germany?
Are American men biologically different from European men?
No. Yes.
Why?
How?
I can't explain that to you in 5 minutes. But hey, listen, I'll just.
Are you trying to tell me that American men don't have a tremendous bloodline that comes from Europe?
Well, I would suggest that, but
what's the difference?
If I said that, I might be typecast into being outright.
Then why are you saying that there's some sort of biological difference between American men and European men?
Well, no, I'm not.
You did just say that.
I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is that there's a cultural difference.
I see. So it's because some people have a cultural viewpoint that is intolerant and repressive. Therefore, people's freedom should be repressed. Is that what you're saying?
What I'm saying is that there is a limit, and where is it? And
thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you.
I do want to just address his bit about Wide Open Wednesday.
I do, too.
Because, you know, he brought it up, and, like, absolutely, it should apply. If somebody wants to be nude, they should be allowed to be nude, right? Now, you might, when it comes to, we were going to talk about property, right? When it comes to your own private property, let's say you run a restaurant or something, you want it to be sanitary, so you might prohibit people from being nude in your business for that reason.
Yeah.
But, you know, if it's allowed for a man, it should be allowed for a woman and anybody else for that matter.
Seems pretty basic. But let's talk about the Wide Open Wednesday thing. Let's talk about full nudity rather than just toplessness, because you could argue that, you know, breasts aren't genitals, so therefore it's not, you know, it shouldn't be prohibited. 855-450, free like freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the
abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airways here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We'll continue with more of your comments on the latest Supreme Court decision, in this case, to not hear a case out of New Hampshire regarding topless freedom for women. They've said that essentially they're going to uphold the New Hampshire court's decision by not hearing the case, because that means the New Hampshire trial court, or not trial court, the Supreme Court of New Hampshire's decision to prohibit women in the town of Laconia from displaying their breasts is completely fine. The prohibition is legal. It doesn't discriminate, they say, on the basis of gender, when, you know, pretty clearly
so
does. But Tian and Captain Kickass here. Captain, tell me something.
It is. I wanted to let everybody know that AnyPay is now paying ongoing commissions for signing up businesses to accept Bitcoin Cash and Dash.
Yes.
So this is a pretty big deal. I don't know of any other sort of cryptocurrency point-of-sale provider that is providing the incentive for this. You do the work, you get the rewards for every sale. It adds up. Commissions are instant. There's no waiting weeks or months for your payout because it's cryptocurrency and crypto can do that. It's funded by AnyPay's vending operations, so there's still no cost to the business owners. And it works with both Bitcoin Cash and Dash purchases, and that's huge. So to have something like that, a rewards program where you, if you're passionate about cryptocurrency and acceptance, and you're trying to, you know, help get this thing off the ground, now you can sort of make it even a part-time job if you want. You can earn commissions on it.
Very
so,
cool.
Thanks to the guys at AnyPay for putting that together and giving folks some real incentive to get businesses on board.
They do great work over there. AnyPayInc.com is their website. It's anypayinc.com. As we go back to the discussion here, I do want to just, before we continue with your calls and thoughts, I do want to address the question of the Wide Open Wednesdays.
So my mom's wide open.
We didn't get into it we didn't talk about that really that much in the last segment. And the question was about not just topless freedom, but what about bottomless freedom? Should somebody be free to be out there putting it all out there, letting it all hang out there, so to speak, in public? And I think that there's going to be people who feel even more strongly, like there are going to be people who would be in favor of topless freedom, but they get a little uncomfortable when it comes to sexually reproductive organs, which breasts are not.
Right.
Some people may find them attractive, but they're not sexual organs. And so that's why they're not prohibited. In New Hampshire, for instance, it is prohibited to show your genitals in public. And there's an interesting argument that that means that men cannot be bottomless, but women can, because female genitals are internal, not external. I don't think anyone's ever challenged that particular thing, but...
What about singular genital?
Good point. So the real question here is, why do we have public property to begin with? And this is an issue we haven't really addressed in this whole conversation, is what we are really talking about here is the constant struggle between people who have different belief systems. There's the prudish types who are like, my children can't see that. And then there's the other types who are like, yeah, what's the big deal? It's just breasts. We all have them. It's just nipples. We all have them. No big deal. There's a large gulf between these two viewpoints. And honestly, they probably shouldn't be on the same beach together. So, you know, the problem is we have public beaches, which are owned in supposedly in common, the government, these people calling themselves the state or the city or whatever, they control this property and they purport to allow everyone on it. Well, that means that those people are going to fight over what the rules ought to be. Oh, well, we should have topless, we shouldn't. Well, we should have glass bottles, we shouldn't. Well, we should, you know, there's this constant, we should have animals.
There's going to be a divide, a cleavage, if you will, in between all of the issues.
Yes, and the solution here is not to let them fight it out forever, because they constantly will, right? One side will gain control of the city council and they'll put things their way, and then the other side will fight to get the control back and they'll put things back their way. And
yeah, that's a popular misconception that public means owned by everybody. It doesn't. Public means government. Public parks are government parks. Right, the public works is government works.
But it does make people feel like they have a say in how those things are run, and they can have a say by lobbying politicians or becoming politicians and trying to pass laws and things like that. When the solution here is simple, it's to get rid of public property and to make it so beaches are private. You want to have your wholesome, family-friendly, religious beach where people can go and study the Bible without being disturbed by a pair of breasts. Well, you ought to be able to have that. Go buy a beach. There's certainly plenty of mega churches that have plenty of money. It's not like they couldn't afford to have a Christian beach.
Amen to that.
And, you know, for the progressive group that wants to have full nudity or partial nudity or whatever level they're comfortable with on their beach, let them raise money, you know, go down to the food co-op and start collecting some extra change or whatever and buy their own beach.
But, Ian, what about national parks?
Sell those off, too, and let those things be run by people.
It's another word they use that doesn't mean what you think it means. Yeah. It also means government.
Right. Let them be run by people who are satisfying a certain segment of their customers out there, whatever that might be. And that would solve all these problems.
Yeah.
Because then the mothers who are so worried about their children seeing breasts or whatever could make sure their kids don't go to beaches where those things are allowed.
And let's say somebody did own a large swath of private beach. Right, they could voluntarily open it up to everybody and then just allow whatever to go on. So
that's right.
What you're saying makes a lot of sense, because then people would at least have some foreknowledge, not to be confused with foreplay, of the thing that they're going to and what's allowed and what's not allowed.
And they can make a choice rather than just fighting with everybody. Let's go to your calls and thoughts here. We've got Carl. He's in Atlanta. Listening to...
Hi, Carl.
I should say Atlanta, Texas. Listening to KTFS. Go ahead, Carl.
You know, you speak quite a bit about ordinances in the United States. Why don't you make any mention about the Muslim countries or communist China?
That's a great question. I mean, there's definitely more repression going on in other parts of the world.
Certainly.
And I have to wonder if some of these people who want to see women covering up their nipples in the United States would also like to see them covering up other parts of their bodies.
Their face.
What do you think, Carl?
Well, there's, you know, I hear on this station there's much criticism about the government and people's ordinances and whatnot, but you make no mention, and you spoke about Europe also, but
yeah.
You make no mention of Muslim countries.
You just said that. You've repeated yourself now a second time. I asked you a question, or I brought something else up, Carl, so we already just addressed that. We acknowledge that these other countries are more repressive. Would you like to see the United States become more like them?
Oh, no. That's what I'm talking about.
Okay, good. So, do you support topless freedom, or are you against it?
I don't have any problem with women's breasts.
Great.
I'm really not offended by them.
Okay, good. So we're on the same page then. Was there anything else you wanted to share tonight?
No, sir.
All right. Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Carl. I appreciate it. Yeah, I don't think that this United States should be more like China, where pornography is completely banned. It's prohibited there.
Yeah. To the caller's point, there are, you know, certain things in the United States where, you know, perhaps we enjoy some additional civil liberties that other countries do not enjoy. And, you know, that's okay, but it's just like, it's a degree of your oppression, right? Yeah.
Well, and I can't sit on the radio 7 nights a week or 5 or whatever nights, however many nights I'm on, and complain about how bad things are in China.
Right.
I don't live there.
Right.
Okay. I know things are bad in China, and we have talked about some of those issues.
Quite a bit, actually. Particularly China with the protests has been covered on this show.
We covered the Hong Kong protests. We've covered the Uyghurs who are being, the Muslim Uyghurs in China, in northwest China and western China, are being put into re-education camps.
Yep.
We've covered that.
Sold into involuntary organ donation.
Yeah. We've covered all kinds of things. I mean, when we see the stories, when we have time to talk about them, we do talk about those things. Have we covered things happening in the Middle East? Absolutely. Here on Free Talk Live. So just because we're not talking about them every night doesn't mean that we won't talk about those things. But the reality is we're obviously more likely to talk about things happening closer to home in the United States and, you know, the North American continent. I mean, that's just the reality of doing a radio show. I wouldn't expect Australian talk shows to be talking about things happening in, you know, Kansas.
New Hampshire, for
example. Or New Hampshire, right, yeah. Or whatever. Okay? Unless there's something in the news that's so interesting. And it should be discussed, and it should be talked about. And so, you know, you want to weigh in, join us here, 855-450-FREE. If you think women should not only have a top on at the beach, but also cover up their entire breasts, or cover up their entire, let's say, their entire face. I mean, maybe there are some people that want to see even more restrictions, because after all, if a woman is going to tantalize men by showing her nipples, then shouldn't she also be able to tantalize them by showing other parts of her body?
What about her legs?
Her legs, yeah.
Her buttocks.
I appreciate all of that, you know. Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. If you want to weigh in, you can join us. We've got a full hour to go here, and we can also talk more about, you know, these ridiculous legal arguments in this particular case, because they are. There's more coming up. You can join us on Free Talk Live.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Do you wish you could do whatever you wanted in your dating and relationship life, even if you're married? Do you wish you made more money on less hours? I'm Caleb Jones, and I've taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income businesses and how to date women under your terms. Watch our free, on-demand replay training with me so you can learn how to create location-independent income and date women the way you want. Go to alpha.freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.